Let's go over the top 21 Spanish verbs, basically. These may not be the exact most common 21 Spanish verbs, but they're pretty darn close if they're not. They're all really, really common verbs that you should be familiar with. So for each one of these verbs, I'm going to go over, well, the Spanish verb, and then the English meaning of it, so the translation, and then I'll go over the main conjugations. So like when we say like I, you, he, we, they, those are the five forms. So more specifically, it's the yo form, and then the tu form, which is like you, but informal, and then he, she, or you formal, which is the third person, and then we, or nosotros, and then they or you all, which is like ellos, ellas, ustedes. So those are the five forms. We're doing this with the six forms, but skipping vosotros, since that's mostly just used in Spain. So it's just less common. Like if you live in the United States, you don't need to know vosotros at all, basically. So that's why we're going to skip that. All right. And then after that, I'll share an example sentence in Spanish. And I'll pause about long enough where you could say it out loud in Spanish if you want to, or you can just kind of think about what it means, and then I'll say what it means in English. All right? So we're going to do that for each of these 21 verbs. So let's go ahead and get started. The first verb is hacer. Hacer. So in English, that means to do or to make. So super common. You think about all the things you say where you say make or do or whatever. Now let's do the five conjugations. Hago. Haces. Hace. Hacemos. Hacen. Notice the yo form is a little weird or different. So that's just kind of a special thing that breaks the rule where they put that G because you don't want to say like ah, so, or aco because those sound weird maybe. So you say hago. All right, here's an example sentence in Spanish. Ellos hacen café cada mañana. They make coffee each morning. The next verb is tener, tener, which means to have, as in possessing something. Tengo, yo tengo. Tienes, tiene. Tenemos, tienen. Maybe next time I'll say the pronouns for you with the conjugations just for practice, but there you go. Those are the five conjugations. And here's an example sentence in Spanish. Yo tengo dolor de cabeza. I have a headache. Next verb is haber, haber. So you may not be as familiar with this one. The funny thing is it also means to have, but as a helping verb, right? So like, I have done something, you know, it's just part of the conjugation basically to create new tenses. But it's really, 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 really common. So it's worth being familiar with. So here are the conjugations. Yo he. So I'm saying the pronoun. So yo he. Tú. Has. El ha. Or ella ha. And then I have another little word written there. I'll say what that means in a second. Nosotros hemos. Ellos han. Or ustedes han. So those are the five conjugations in the present tense. Like I have gone. I have cooked, you have walked, you know, like all those kinds of sentences with that tense. Now, I put this little word H-A-Y on here on this slide, and that's the word I, which technically comes from this verb. even though I don't know exactly how to explain why. So the word I, H-A-Y, means there is or there are, either one. So that's the present tense, there is, there are. And there's like a past tense and future tense, etc. of that, just like anything else. But so super useful word as well that comes from this verb. So that's haber, and here's a practice sentence. ¿Has visitado el museo? Have you visited the museum? And if you want to, you could pause this and come up with a few more example sentences on your own, trying to use that verb. The next verb is poder. Poder. To be able to, or to, like you can or something. Here are the conjugations. I'll say a pronoun again. Yo puedo. Tú puedes. Ella puede. Nosotros podemos. Ellas pueden. Example sentence. Ellas pueden cantar muy bien. They can sing very well. And it means they as in women or females, because we said ellas. The next verb is ver. Ver. To see. To see with your eyes. Veo. So I'm not saying the pronoun this time. So I'll say that one more time. Veo. Ves. Ve. Vemos. Ven. Ellas ven una película de terror. They watch a horror movie. Again, meaning they as in women folk or female people. Okay, so the next one is ir. Ir. To go. Voy. Vas. Va. Vamos. Van. Voy a ir al supermercado ahora. I'm going to go to the supermarket now. Or I'm going to go to the supermarket now. The next verb is dar. Dar. To give. Yo doy. Tú das. Él da. Nosotros damos. Ellos dan. Quiero dar un regalo a mi mejor amiga. I want to give a gift to my best friend. The next verb is saber. Saber. To know, as in knowledge, knowing something, or knowing how to do something, various applications. Sé. Sabes. Sabe. Sabemos. Saben. As you probably realized by now, I'm just saying the conjugations in the present tense only. Obviously, there's the past tense and the future tense and the conditional tense and all this stuff, but this is a good starting point. If you just know the present, you can usually get your point across in the in a lot of different situations, right? So it's a really good starting point to at least know the present tense. practice sentence or example sentence with saber. Ella sabe cocinar muy bien. She knows how to cook very well. Next verb, querer. Querer. To want, or sometimes to love. Yo quiero. Tú quieres. Usted quiere. Nosotros queremos. Ellos quieren. Nosotros queremos ir de vacaciones a la playa. We want to go on vacation to the beach. Next verb, creer. Creer. To believe, to believe. Creo. Crees. Cree. Creemos. Creen. ¿Tú crees en Dios? Do you believe in God? Next verb is hablar. Seems to be one of the first verbs people learn in school. Hablar. So you probably know what it means. To talk. Yo hablo. Tú hablas. Ella habla. Nosotros hablamos. Ustedes hablan. Ustedes hablan español muy bien. You all speak Spanish very well. Next verb is decir, decir. Decir means to say or to tell. So a little mistake if you're looking at the power or the PowerPoint or the video. So it says to see, that's a typo. So it should be to say or to tell. And this is a irregular verb. It's pretty weird the way it's conjugated. We've done a couple irregular ones already, but just so you know. And here we go. Digo. Dices. Dice. Decimos. Dicen. Yo siempre digo la verdad, aunque sea difícil. I always tell the truth, even if it's hard. So again, that's decir, which is to say, not to see, but to say. All right, the next one is venir. Venir. To come. Vengo. Vienes. Viene. Venimos. Vienen. You may have noticed that's very similar to the conjugations for tener, to have. So pretty much the same thing. With just maybe one or two letters difference other than the first letter, of course. All right, vienen, or the last one was vienen, and the sentence is, él viene corriendo desde el parque. He's coming running from the park. or he comes running from the park. Okay, next verb, comer. Comer. To eat. Como. Comes. Come. Comemos. Comen. Yo como chocolate cuando estoy triste. I eat chocolate when I'm sad. Speaking of food and drink, the next one is beber. Beber. To drink. Bebo. Bebes. Bebe. Bebemos. Beben. Me gusta beber agua con limón por la mañana. I like to drink lemon water in the morning. Next verb, trabajar. Trabajar. To work. Yo trabajo. Tú trabajas. Él trabaja. Nosotros trabajamos. Ellos trabajan. Ella trabaja en una oficina como contadora. She works in an office as an accountant. Next verb, usar. Usar. That's a cognate. You can probably tell what it means just by hearing it. It means to use. Uso. Usas. Usa. Usamos. Usan. Él usa su teléfono móvil todo el tiempo. He uses his mobile phone all the time. Next verb, entender. Entender. To understand. We've had several stem-changing verbs. This is another one where the conjugation will just be spelled a little different than you expect if you're not familiar with it. Of course, you've probably heard at least one or two of these forms because they're super common. So it's yo entiendo. Tú entiendes. Ella entiende. Nosotros entendemos. ¿Ustedes entienden? No entiendo lo que estás diciendo. I don't understand what you're saying. Notice that has two of the verbs we've learned in it. So I don't understand what you're saying. So decir, diciendo is that kind of ing form of decir, to say. Next verb, leer. Leer. To read. To read a book. Leo. Lees. Lee. Leemos. Leen. Me gusta leer novelas de aventuras. I like to read adventure novels. Next verb is gustar. Gustar. to please, as in to please you, to please me, to please someone. So I have an asterisk on that because it's used indirectly, as you probably know. Everyone's heard this before, like me gusta, te gusta. But let's go through the conjugations, because it's not always gusta. It can also be other things. Gusto. Gustas. Gusta. Gustamos. Gustan. A ella le gusta que la gente sea honesta. She likes it when people are honest. So again, that's indirect, as you know. Me gusta, te gusta, le gusta, nos gusta. But it could also be plural, right? What if multiple things please me? Me gustan. Me gustan would be multiple things pleasing me. Like, you know, all types of cake. I like all those different types of cake. Me gustan todos los tipos de pastel, torta, o lo que sea. All right, the next verb is llevar. Llevar. To wear or to carry, because wearing something is carrying it on your body. So you can carry something or you can wear it on your body. Llevo. Llevas. Lleva. Llevamos. Llevan. Me gustaría llevar a mi perro al parque hoy. I would like to take my dog to the park today. And noticed we used gustar there, but that's a different conjugation. That's like a conditional. I would like. Me gustaría llevar. All right, so that was 21, top 21 verbs in Spanish, pretty much. They're not actually the top 21 necessarily, but they're 21 super common verbs. So I've got another beginner Spanish playlist here and a medical Spanish playlist here. If you're looking for more videos to kind of keep improving, keep practicing, check those out. And I will see you on the next video. The Learn Medical Spanish podcast is not medical advice and does not replace the need to see your own medical providers. It also is not a substitute for using a medical interpreter when needed.